My mum was a Catholic, dad was a Protestant. They got married quite late, I think they had to be when they were like 40. My dad was Liverpool Irish, my mum was actually Irish. It's Celtic. That's probably the nearest thing I'm going to get to a heritage. My dad used to play piano, and he would play Paul Whiteman and Stairway to Paradise and Chicago. So through him, I always loved that kind of music. For my birthday, he once bought me a trumpet, and I went back to the shop and traded it in for a guitar. Lynn Road. Many of my formative years were spent at the house. My own little room was upstairs, and in that room I used to paint and play guitar. In the front room we'd play records and often try and get the words, just in case you were going to do them with the band. Quarrymen was the first group we had, so called because John went to a school called Quarry Bank. He'd started the group, and then they asked me here. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I said, well, I've got this friend who's really good. He said, come on, why don't you check it out? Oh, you sure? Sure. No perfect. Why don't you? You're in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
John and I used what was the dining room to rehearse and to write songs. We finished off She Loves You there and played it to my dad. When he heard She Loves You, yeah, 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 said to us, son, he said, there's enough of these Americanisms around. Couldn't you just say yes, yes, yes? A little city, man. Grow up, you know it all, especially the areas we used to go, Penny Lane, Strawberry Fields. Oh, that's the first place we played. Liverpool Institute, the famous school motto, non nobis solum, sanctodium mundum nati. Not for ourselves, but for the whole world where we're born. It gave you a great feeling that the world was out there to be conquered, that the world was a very big place, and somehow you could reach it from the air. Congratulations, lads. Number one in US charts. Going into the limo, and there we were on American radio.
The Beatles!
I still get people talking to me about it now, you know, it's like, where were you in the camping shop? To me, the Beatles were always a great little band. Nothing more, nothing less. So I remember one day some Imagines of Angels wings. And I thought, well, that's a nice image. Wings. We put together this new band, actually making records that people really liked. Number one records.
to me is the whole point now. I've got to enjoy myself. I don't know how it happens, don't know how it works. There's a kind of mystical element in it. Silence, great. You're not lucky to be in a job where there's that kind of element. I really love that about what I do.
We'll be right back. Greetings, Chicago! We've come from many miles away to rock you tonight, and rock you we will. I'd like to just take a little moment here just to drink all of this in. Yeah, I'm getting that feeling again. I'm getting a feeling that we're going to have a bit of fun here tonight. We'll do some new songs and some old songs, and this one definitely falls into the latter category. And we reckon that if you know this song, you weren't there.
Yes, I will. I'll get you in the end. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if you're to be inside, then I'm gonna change your mind. So you might as well resign yourself to me. Oh, yeah. Imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy, cause I know. But I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh
this is a song that we did earlier this year at the Super Bowl.
That's the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I wanna be famous, star on the screen. You can do something. Baby, it's understood.
you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. When we were starting off in the very early days, we used to play the little rock and roll clubs or the little R&B clubs. But occasionally we would get offers from these other clubs that we kind of aspired to. Basically, they paid a bit more, you know. And they were cabaret clubs, late night. But to get into those clubs, you had to do certain kind of numbers, like more smudgy sort of numbers, you know. Yeah. So this is one of those numbers that I used to do around about then. Introduce you now to our splendid, lovable, talented, entirely wonderful drummer, Mr. Abe Laboriel Jr. Hello, Chicago!
You guys sound wonderful!
Well, it's good to be back here. It's good to be rocking with you all. We're rocking up here.
Are you guys ready to rock?
Well, then we'll do that now.
Thank you. Yeah. time we meet again, cause I told you.
Magically arriving is a piano. And before the piano arrives, there is a big hole. And about the second night of the tour, I forgot there was a big hole. I wasn't used to it yet, and I'm standing there, got my bass, and I walk backwards, and I fall into the hole. And you know when those things happen, like you go into slow motion, you know. I remember thinking, how deep is this hole? But it's not a piano. Let me introduce to you a man who is a really cool guy. He is a fantastic guitar player. This guy can play. He's our guitarist, Rusty Anderson. To all our friends in Chicago.
Welcome to the United Center Nightclub, Phase 2. And, wow, you guys are fantastic. Thanks for the great vibes. And I was walking around down on Michigan Street today. Everybody, got some Chinese food in the fine city. And I brought you a little present, a cookie. So, a fortune. This is for all y'all, collectively and individually. Can I have a drum roll, please? You display the wonderful traits of charm and courtesy. In bed. And I concur. Good times, y'all. Back to Paul.
Six, one, two, three, four.
but you choose what you want to do. Whatever's more important to me, that's the view that you gotta see. There's a long way between the chaos and creation. You don't say, it's all the things you want to do. There's a long way, and every contradiction to say, it's a game that you found. Called Fine Line. That's off our new album, which is called Chaos and Creation in the Backyard.
Bye. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
And at this point, everyone seems to wander off and leave me all alone with you. So welcome to my very large living room. I'd like to do a song which was the very first recording that we ever made. And so this goes back. It goes back a long, long way, and at that point, this is actually before the Beatles, so that at that point there was five of us in a group, and there was Colin on drums, Duff on piano, and John, George, and myself. So we wanted to make a record, and it cost £5 to go and make this record. So we each put a pound in, and went to the studio, and then the deal was that we were going to keep it for a week each. So John kept it for a week, gave it to George, he kept it for a week. And then he gave it to me, kept it for a week, gave it to Colin, kept it for a week, gave it to Duff, and Duff kept it for 23 years. Yeah? Just kidding, Duff, if you're listening. Okay, so this is that song, that one of the two songs we recorded that day. And there's a part in it for you, if you'd like to do it. Your bit goes, whoa! See? Funny, isn't it? You know, I mean, you take an audience separately, but they may not all be able to sing, but when you get them like that, you all sound perfect. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. I remember your bit.
In spite of all the danger, in spite of all that it may be, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me. In spite of all the heartache that you may cause me, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you be true to me. Well, I'll look after you like I've never done before. I'm gonna keep all the others while I'm knocking at the jumping door. In spite of all the danger, in spite of all that may be, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me. I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true.
Thank you. Excellent singing, 20,000 backing singers.
There you go.
Love you forever and forever. Love
give.
And when we were putting together the set list for this tour, I was thinking of doing that song, but I was not quite sure, you know, what I was going to do. And, what happened was I was in a Mexican restaurant in Pasadena, in California, and I think it was a Saturday night. The place was steaming. I was hanging. I was grooving. And just sitting there having a drink, and this fella come up, he said, "Can I buy you a drink?" I said, "No, thanks, okay, I've got one," and that's unusual for me. But, no, I said, "That's okay." He said, "I've got to tell you a story." He said, "My little girl," he said, "who I adore, she's the apple of my eye," he said, "she was doing a high school concert, and she didn't tell me what she was going to do," he said, "so I went along, and she got up on the stage, and she had a guitar," he said, "and she sang I Will." He said, "No, I just love that song." He said, I'll never forget that. So I said, "Okay, I'm going to do it." And next time I'll take that drink off him. you very much. That's a new song called Jenny Wren. Okay. You know, we get a lot of signs in the audience.
Say hi, girls.
Get a lot of signs in the audience, and in fact, there's one that says, don't read this sign. Thank you. So what happens is, you know, you're doing like a new song like that, and you're trying to concentrate on singing it, and you've got all these chords and all these words, and you're trying to focus on it, and a big sign will come up, and you've got to look at it, you know? And your mind splits into two, and one bit of your mind is saying, yeah, come on, read the sign, read it. And the other bit's going, don't read it, you've got words and chords, don't read it, will you? And, but you do. You do, and I don't know how you do it like this, you know. So if anything goes wrong, I'm going to blame the signs, okay? It's your fault. Not really. Your day breaks, your mind aches, you find the long. She no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time, no one doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. Her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you.
Silly people run around, they worry me and never ask me why they don't get.
taking the time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday, and I still go. You can't just sit with me for a cup of English tea. Very twee, very me, and it's only for me. What a pleasure it would be chatting so delightfully. 90 bakes, 30 cakes.
Thank you. Yeah, one of the things I'm quite chuffed about on that song is I managed to work in this word, peradventure. Do you know the game croquet? Peradventure, we might play. And I don't know where I got it from, you know, school or some book a million years ago. And I worked it in the song anyway, so then immediately after I'd done the song, went to a dictionary and checked it was a word, you know. And it was. And it means perchance, perhaps, maybe, peradventure. So, and I've been telling audiences about this word. I mean, you know, because you don't expect to come along to a show like this and learn a word like that. Peradventure. And what's been happening is we've been the nation. Yeah.
And people are going to coffee shops, you know, and the guy's saying, you want some more coffee? And say, peradventure, I might. So you try it on your friends tomorrow. We're getting lots of little signs, peradventure, an autograph, please. Peradventure. Is that one? Anyway. Yes, maybe. Okay. I still remember writing this song in the front parlour of our little house in Liverpool. 24 Flynn Road.
Then you look to see I've gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has gone, so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Oh,
And that song's dedicated to my lovely wife and our little baby. Yeah. When we were kids, teenagers, we used to sit around like a lot of people, just playing guitar, learning all the songs, trying to learn some chords. And I used to sit around a lot with George, who used to live just down the road from us. And, okay, let's take this moment then to show appreciation of our dear departed loved ones. How about John, George, and Linda? George, you know, and play some stuff. It's funny, you know, so you tell these stories, you know, you don't just tell them what you do, you sometimes tell these people. And there's always somebody who's been to the show before, and they shout out the answer, like, you know. So, it's, I'm this comedian for, you know, Jerry Seinfeld? Yeah, you know Jerry? He's telling me, you know, he used to do these stand-up things, and he'd be doing his act. And there'd be some guy in the audience kind of going, heard it. Heard it. Shouting out the punchlines. And there's some guy up there telling me what I'm doing. Yeah, we know you've been before, but they haven't. See? All right. Gonna carry on regardless. Still gonna tell the story. Yeah, so what it was, we used to do this little kind of classical piece that was by J.S. Bach. Went like this. Okay, man! This bit of the show is like, you know, a personal audience with anyone. Hi, how are you doing? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. And this is the song. I'm not going to listen to him or him. Okay? Focus. Focus. The song went like this. It was a little kind of semi-classical piece. It was actually classical, but we made it semi. And Bach. But there was a little bit where we used to go wrong. That's not actually how Bach wrote it. But I changed that and adapted it years later into this next song. And yes, you're right, it's Blackbird! Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life? You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Thank you, lovely bunch of people. Thank you very much. The string parts on that last number, Eleanor Rigby, which is really quite difficult part. He's got stuff on his fingers and strings on his toes and everything. is our keyboardist and our musical director, the one and only delectable Paul Wicks Wicker.
Oh, delectable again. Thank you very much. You know, it's great doing two shows in a row, but the only problem is I never know what to say on the second night because I've said it all on the first night. What's new? What's new? I've got a new shirt. Phyllis bought me a new shirt. That's different. Thank you, Phyllis.
Let's hear it for his new shirt.
Yeah, let's hear it for my new shirt. And each time we come out, it seems I get to play something different, a bit harmonica this time. And I used to play a bit of acoustic guitar, but they've let me plug it in this time.
Oh yeah, watch out, watch out.
Anybody tell dancer. Well, I knew what I could not say, and so I quit the police department.
This year, NASA launched a special space shuttle mission, and this was special because it was the first time in history that a shuttle mission had been commanded by a female space commander. And that was Miss Eileen Collins, fine Irish girl. Anyway, they had to do some repairs and maintenance up on the International Space Station, so they got up there, they did that. But it didn't all go according to plan because one of their heat shields came off, as you probably heard. They had to get out in space and fix it. And then they were due to come back, but NASA had to tell them that the weather wasn't right and their provisions were running out, so it was getting a little bit dangerous up there. But we're very proud to say that on the morning that NASA finally told them that the weather had cleared, and they were set for re-entry, this next song was the one that NASA woke them up with that morning. And if you listen, this is kind of how it went.
Good morning, Discovery. And the wake-up music this morning just about says it all. It's a nice day for sunshine, and it's a day for feet on the ground.
Thanks, Sharon. We sure hope that we get our feet on the ground today.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day.
you can imagine how proud we felt with that one, yeah? Okay, now let me introduce to you this gentleman who's been on my left all evening, playing guitar and playing bass. Here he is, the delectable Brian Ray.
Chicago, Illinois, how you doing tonight? I gotta tell you, I was just thinking about what a joy it is to be here back in the States, touring with Paul again, and to be here in Chicago, where, you know, many years ago, three guys came here from Poland and started Chess Records, and that label gave birth to so many great artists that were really, I don't know, for me, the architects of rock and roll, like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Etta James, all these great artists, Buddy Guy, they all came through here, and you know, this city has meant so much to me for music, and I just, thanks for having us.
Oh,
short photographs of every hand he's had the pleasure to know. All the people that come and go, stuff and sell along. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little junior that hid behind his back. The banker never wears a mask.
Oh,
thank you, thank you. Rockin' city of Chicago, thank you. And you know, we eventually made it to Russia. I'd never been there, but we eventually got invited to do a concert there in Red Square. I think it was the first rock and roll concert they'd ever allowed in the square. So we did a big show there. It was really great for the Rushkies, you know, they love it. They love the rock and roll. And but because it's an outdoor gig, we're a little bit worried about the weather. So we said to one of the officials there, we said, well, how's the weather going to be, you know? He said, don't worry, the weather will be good. So we said, well, you know, as you know, it might be rain and that. He said, no, don't worry, the weather will be good. So apparently what it is that how he knew was, and this is supposed to be true, I don't know about it, but it's supposed to be true. They send up Air Force jets and they go and like meet the weather that's coming to Red Square and they spray it and it never arrives. And so, you know, next time you see one of those Russian parades, it's always good weather. You heard it here. Maybe you want to join in with this next song, see how you feel.
I'll pay you a face. You got to do this little thing.
Wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Oh.
No.
They liked it.
No, it's... No.
They were singing.
No, I know, but it's... It wasn't the one.
Hey, Drew. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let it Jesus, don't be afraid.
Okay, how about just the people up the top this time? Just the people.
Thank you.
Oh yeah!
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday, and suddenly, why is she?
That guitar I was playing there, that was the one I used on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Get back to where you once belonged.
blast from the past. I'll tell you something, you must have sore hands and sore arm muscles. That's a workout. Okay, we've been doing all this big light show and stuff, so I'd like the lighting man to take the lights down. I'm going to try and light this next number with one can.
Thank you.
all you are lovely people. Thanks for such a warm welcome here to Chicago. It's always a great pleasure to come back here. But there does come a time when we have got to go home. Unfortunately, this coincides when the time comes for you to go home. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Anyway, listen, we've had a great time here this evening, so I want to do a couple of thank yous. I want to first of all thank the guys on the sound desk for doing a great job out there. And then the team we have on the lighting and all the video screens, that's Paul and his team, they're fantastic. And then to bring you a show like this, we've probably got about 140 people backstage, under the stage, over the stage and stuff. So let's give them a big hand, the best crew in the world. And I would like to have a special thank you here in Chicago tonight for this fantastic band of mine. And most of all, we want to thank you. Hey, Chicago, you were beautiful as usual. We'll see you next time.